From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States will resettle at least 85,000 refugees in fiscal 2016, including a minimum of 10,000 Syrians. That story from VOA's Victor Beatty.
Speaking Sunday in Berlin, Kerry said the United States will significantly increase the numbers of refugee resettlement in the course of the next year and the following year.
One of the reasons it's difficult is that post-9/11, we have new laws and new requirements with respect to security, background checks, and vetting. So it takes longer than one would like, and we cannot cut corners with respect to those security requirements.
Last week, more than 20 former senior U.S. officials, including some who served in the Obama administration, urged the White House to accept 100,000 Syrian refugees in fiscal 2016, citing past U.S. efforts that allowed tens of thousands of Cubans and Vietnamese into the country. Kerry said the administration does not have the money allocated by Congress to hire the people necessary to do the job of expediting and expanding the process. Victor Beatty, VOA News, Washington.
An Iranian official said today the country's own experts have taken and submitted to the UN samples from the Parchin military site that is a key focus in allegations that Iran worked to develop nuclear weapons. For years, Iran denied access to UN personnel, insisting Parchin was strictly military and would not be opened up to outsiders, and it has long insisted its nuclear program is peaceful. West African negotiators announced a plan Sunday to end the crisis in Burkina Faso, where a military coup overthrew the transitional civilian government last week. The proposal would restore civilian authority but offer amnesty to the coup leaders. Get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis leaves Cuba's capital and heads to the eastern part of the island later today. On Sunday, he celebrated Mass in Havana's Revolutionary Square and then met with former President Fidel Castro and his brother Raul, the current president. Father Brian Lucas, General Secretary of the Australian Bishops' Conference, speaks with VOA about the significance of the Pope's meetings with the Castros.
I think what we're seeing here is a move towards reconciliation. There was obviously many, many years of extraordinary hostility, not only between, for example, the Cuban regime and the United States of America, but enormous tensions within Cuba itself as the dictatorship had its impact on the people. What Pope Francis is doing is speaking to the people of Cuba and inviting them to a reconciliation among the different factions within the community. And of course, we're familiar now with the role that he played in bringing about a greater rapprochement between Cuba and the United States.
Well, Francis wraps up his Cuban visit tomorrow when he travels from Santiago, Cuba, to the United States. His U.S. schedule includes a private meeting with President Obama, speaking to a joint meeting of Congress, and addressing the U.N. General Assembly in New York. U.S. is reportedly considering abstaining from a potential U.N. General Assembly vote calling for an end to its long-standing trade embargo against Cuba. For nearly a quarter of a century, Cuba has brought forward a similar resolution at the yearly General Assembly meeting, expressing concern about laws that affect the sovereignty and free trade of other nations. For the past 2 years, the U.S. and Israel were the only two countries to vote against the measure, but U.S.-Cuba relations have taken a dramatic turn. In July, the two governments ended 54 years of an antagonism and agreed to reestablish diplomatic relations. Greek Prime Minister-elect Alexis Tsipras claimed victory in Sunday's national elections. He said he would work hard to make life better for the people of Greece and will quickly form a coalition government to implement austerity measures demanded by European creditors in exchange for billions of dollars in bailout aid. Last month, Mr. Tsipras resigned his post as prime minister, as much of the country was upset about him changing his mind regarding austerity measures he once campaigned against. Houthi rebels in Yemen have freed at least five foreign hostages kidnapped earlier this year, including two Americans. All were freed on Sunday following negotiations between the rebels and the government of Oman. Details on the talks or why the hostages were kidnapped in the first place are unclear. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.